Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we have been taking a look at a subject I call spiritual anthrax to the church. Anthrax, as you know, is a compound that is highly poisonous, easily contaminates many people in many places without the awareness of the victims, and can cause death if not dealt with immediately. There is a parallel in the spiritual world. And this week we've been taking a look at some specific things that can act as a type of spiritual anthrax in the church. They can come in and contaminate without the knowledge of the victims and eventually bring destruction and death. Paul talked about some of these things in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 20, when he wrote to the Corinthian believers after having spent some time with them and then going away for a season, he wrote to them these words, "For I fear lest when I come, I shall not find you as I wish, lest there be contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, backbitings, whisperings, conceits, tumults." In this list, Paul wrote about specific things that could creep into the church and create great destruction. We have dealt this week with several of those things. The issue of the spirit of gossip, the spirit of strife, the spirit of envy or jealousy. And today we will take a look at this one that Paul calls selfish ambitions. If you missed any of the previous radio programs, go to our website and you can listen to those that were aired earlier in the week. Today we will take a look at this issue of selfish ambition. Selfish ambition is that motivating factor that causes people to grasp for position, for status, for recognition, for honor, rather than allowing those things to come to him or her. The writer of this epistle clearly states that such a thing is a danger to a church. If a person is ambitious for a position or status in a body of believers, that's a red flag. Someone who wants to be recognized, admired, honored, put into a position of status, respected by others, there is a spiritual seed there that is not one that is clean. Paul warned against selfish ambition in the church. When selfish ambition infects the church, people are grasping for things that God himself alone should be the one who promotes a person into a particular spiritual position of authority. J. Oswald Sanders, the great missionary statesman and Bible teacher who's very well known and who for many years directed the Overseas Missionary Fellowship, once wrote about a time when he very much wanted a particular position in the Christian world. He had many friends that were in positions of influence, and he thought about contacting these people and trying to get those people to pull some strings on his behalf so that he could be promoted into that particular position. He was toying with this idea of doing some lobbying, basically a little self-promotion so that he could get that promotion. But he wrote that he one day was walking down the street in New Zealand thinking about this matter when all of a sudden a verse of scripture came into his mind with tremendous authority and powerful conviction to his heart. And it was the scripture from Jeremiah 45, verse 5. And it says, "Seekest thou great things for thyself? Seek them not. Seekest thou great things for thyself? Seek them not." Sanders reported later that those words came just as if God was speaking to him. He said that there were crowds all around him and no one else heard that voice, but he heard it very clearly. He believed that that was a real turning point in his life and in his service to the Lord. As a result, he did not seek that position out, but later on, it opened to him in God's own timing. Selfish ambition will cause a person to self-promote, to lobby, to do things in a natural way, to attempt to gain a position of spiritual leadership in a church. Selfish ambition is behind those kinds of actions. In Luke chapter 14, Jesus told this story. When you are invited to a wedding reception, don't sit down in the best seat. It might happen that a more distinguished man than you has been invited. Then your host might say, "I am afraid you must give up your seat for this man." And then, with considerable embarrassment, you will have to sit in the humblest place. No, when you are invited, go and take your seat in an inconspicuous place so that when your host comes in, he may say to you, "Come on, dear fellow, we have a much better seat than this for you." This is the way to be important in the eyes of your fellow guests. For everyone who makes himself important will become insignificant, while the man who makes himself insignificant will find himself important. That's the Phillips translation of Luke 14, 8 through 11. Jesus is giving a principle here that we need to adhere to very carefully in the church. We are not to promote ourselves. We are not to try to thrust ourselves into places of importance, positions of status, positions where people will honor us. But we are to allow God to be the one who brings promotion into our lives. Selfish ambition is a sin in the eyes of God, and it is really poisonous to the church. The reason that I believe it is a poison in the church is that it is based in very fleshly attitudes. A person who will promote themselves has to step on others and put others down in order to get ahead. It is said about crabs that fishermen who have crab pots never have to put a lid on the pot. And the reason is because the crabs, as soon as one starts to climb up the side towards the top, another crab will reach out its claw and pull that crab back down and never allow another crab to get up into a higher position than it has. That spirit of pulling another person down so that you can be on top is behind that spirit of self-promotion and selfish ambition. Such things should not exist in the church of Jesus Christ. We are to think more highly of others than we do of ourselves. We are to prefer our brother according to the word of God. Jeremiah 45:5 is so applicable. Do you seek great things for yourself? Don't seek them. That's the word of the Lord. Selfish ambition is to be avoided like a poison. Do you remember the story of Gehazi, the servant of Elisha? He had been given a very privileged position when he was allowed to come and be the servant of the great prophet Elisha. But he had some selfish ambition in his heart. He wanted greater things, and he was reaching for them. When Naaman the Syrian came seeking healing for his leprosy and did receive a healing, he came back so grateful to Elisha that he wanted to shower him with material goods and silver as a gift in gratitude for his healing. But Elisha would not have any of it, and he sent him away. Gehazi was appalled that he did not take any of the gifts and waited till Elisha wasn't looking and ran after Naaman's chariot. He then perpetrated some false tale and was able to get from Naaman some silver and some clothing and hid it in his tent. He was grasping for things in his own selfish ambitions that did not belong to him. Jesus said, "Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you." Gehazi found that selfish ambition and that grasping for things outside of the will of God resulted in disaster. He ended up with the very leprosy that Naaman had come with. Selfish ambition is destructive to the church. It'll destroy you. Let God be your promoter. The scripture tells us promotion comes from the Lord. And also, let another man's lips praise you and not your own. Don't grasp after position in the church. Let God lift you up in the right season. Repent if you have been doing that and allow God to restore right order in your own heart and in your church so that the church is not poisoned through that sin of selfish ambition. God wants the church to walk in love and to think more highly of others than we do of ourselves. That's the heart of God for His church today. Let's guard that and be on guard against this spiritual anthrax of selfish ambition. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week. Hi, this is Rita Langland inviting you to consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. Our partners are known as supply keepers. A supply keeper is one who helps to supply the temporal needs of a ministry that preaches the gospel over the radio waves around the world. Paul said about his own financial supporters that they were partakers of God's grace through partnership with him in the gospel. Would you like to be a partaker of God's grace by partnering with us to keep Keys to Victorious Christian Living on the air in your area? Then please call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS and ask for a supply keeper packet. We look forward to hearing from you. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.